HealthNow.com. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
It's happening in Monterey, a place I love so.
Welcome back, everybody. My name is Bob Long. You're listening to a special broadcast of Auto World as we bring you coverage of the Pebble Beach Concours de la Gods. And now it's my pleasure to bring forth the gentleman we have had on the broadcast before. It's always great to catch up with Dave Engelman, who is Porsche's communications manager. Hey there, Dave. How you doing? Excellent. And let's make sure your mic is up there. So, Dave, everything's going well with you?
Couldn't be better.
Fantastic. And what a great event. I mean, we are at a wonderful perch here, courtesy of the folks at TrueCar.com. But what a show this is.
Breathtaking. No matter where you look, it's overlooked. It's just truly phenomenal.
It really is. And the number of events, I mean, at one time they used to refer to this as the weekend, and it's now really the week. I mean, it's one thing after the other, and the five auctions, and some of them run quite late at night, and just parking lots around here are car shows in themselves.
I shouldn't say it, but it's almost a better show in the lots as you walk through the different events, whether it be for the auctions or if you go out through the track and, you know, prehistorics and then the historics and, you know, you lead into the auctions that you mentioned and then go to lunch in Carmel by the sea. And you don't need to get into anything to be overwhelmed by the beautiful cars that are here.
Oh, it's truly spectacular. And speaking of spectacular, out front of the lodge right here at Pebble Beach, just as you did last year, you've got the 918, and this is the highly anticipated now production vehicle from Porsche, and combining hybrid technology and a traditional V8 gasoline engine. And it harkens back, as we've talked to you about in the past, to the first Porsche.
It truly does. And this one has a little bit different theme than what we had here last year. Last year we had the 918 Spider, which is going to be the production car. First to be seen probably around 2013. The one we have here is a coupe.
Oh, it's
so
a coupe. Okay.
918 RSR. And while it's also takes the same V8 engine from the RS Spider that will also be in the Spider, the 918 Spider, this one has hybrid technology from our 911 GT3R race car. So instead of batteries, it uses flywheel. And it stores energy in a flywheel. And you can use it for up to 8 seconds at a time. And it regenerates from braking just like a regular hybrid does. But it's pretty spectacular technology.
Absolutely. Also, speaking of spectacular, I understand up here on the hill, not that far from where we are, you've got a collection of very special 911s.
We do. We have a little thing coming up called Grand Sport Reunion. It'll be our fourth time doing it, and it'll be out here at Kaguna, October 14th to 16th. So in order to get people a little excited, juiced up, and just kind of put it in their brain that they need to come see us, we have five 911, vintage 911s, dating from Hurley Haywood's first championship 911 car in 1972 through a GT1 98 that won Le Mans for the last time for us in 1998, lightweight street 911 and RS from 1973. So it's an interesting display with some real cool race cars and street cars.
You also have a wonderful display building here on the grounds of Pebble Beach with all kinds of wonderful Porsche goodies. I would imagine it's been very busy down there, I noticed.
Quite successful. there have been lineups every time I walk by for purchasing knickknacks and watches and shirts and calendars and all sorts of great things.
That's great. Of course, everybody's awaiting the next generation of the 911, and already some spy photos and articles have been written about it. What's the code name on this one, Dave?
The next one will be called the 991. Mm-hmm. The current generation is called the 997, just internal designations that separate the models. Mm-hmm. The next one will be the seventh generation 911. So since 1964, this will be the seventh time there's been a wholesale change of the chassis and the dynamics of the car.
And when you stop and think about that, I mean, that's not a whole lot of changes.
It is not. Each year and each succession, there have been, intermediate refreshes, if you will. between the 9971 and 9972 for, again, internal designation codes. There was PDK transmission that came along, as well as the direct fuel injection engines. So even though it wasn't a model change, there were wholesale changes underneath the skin. So there have been those kind of changes along without the designation of a new generation car.
Absolutely. Speaking of 911 vehicles, I mean, I've seen so many spectacular ones out here just on the highways around Monterey and Carmel, and a lot of them, no doubt, heading to the racetracks, a lot of historic racing. I would imagine a lot of the Porsche customers are heavily involved in that.
Quite a few. And walking around Monterey Laguna yesterday, you could see just how many of our customers spend quality time on the racetrack with their cars. And it's not only the ones that were in the paddock, but the ones that were in the parking lots, as we talked about before, that track the cars and then drive them to the track to observe other people racing the cars, whether it be the beautiful Jaguars or the other Porsches that are out there.
And this is the passion that is the brand Porsche. We've talked about it before, but it's a magical word. There aren't too many words that you can throw out there in the automotive realm or any business realm that, you know, immediately kind of bring a smile to your face. I noticed some of your new advertising campaigns that I'm seeing around about magic, and that's what it is. I mean, you can transform your daily drive into a special experience going back and forth to work. It may be a tough job. It may be a job that you're not that fond of, to be honest with, but in today's economy, you're sticking with it, and it doesn't mean you have to suffer. If you have the means, you can have a fun commute back and forth.
It really resonates well, the campaign, even internally. When we first saw it, it was something that we all knew to exist, that we all use the cars every day, whether it be to pick the kids up from school or go to Home Depot on the weekends or whatnot. And we looked at the different vignettes, and they resonated well with all of us, whether it be the pickup truck one or whether it be coming out of work late at night, right?
Yeah.
You're frustrated, and there's 911, it starts, and there's the sound and the feel of the car, and it just changes your whole mood instantly. And I think it really has been a great hit for people when they can take a look at that and say, you know what? It isn't that out of reach. It isn't that far-fetched. It doesn't have to be just a Saturday-only car.
Mm-hmm.
It could be something that, you know, I can reward myself with, a Porsche, and use it every day, and it doesn't have to be the third, fourth, or fifth car in my garage or parking lot or warehouse or wherever. They are practical.
Absolutely. The Cayenne has been testimony to that. And, of course, the Panamera. And thanks to you, I had the opportunity recently while visiting Detroit to sample the V6 configuration of the Panamera in 4S, the all-wheel drive version, and was really blown away with the performance of that vehicle, Dave. I mean, it really did not feel like a six-cylinder engine. And considering the weight of the car, I mean, it's not a light vehicle.
It's something, it's not heavy either. It's not, certainly not a lightweight, it's a four-door sedan. But you look at how everything was put together, magnesium door frames around the windows. So weight was seriously considered for everything put into the car as it was being engineered and built. We don't even refer to them as the V6 and the V8. We look at them as the 300 horsepower option, the 400 horsepower option, and the 500 turbo, and now the 550 horsepower turbo that we talked about, the Turbo S in New York. I think we talked about that a little bit. But the 300 horsepower and about 3,200 pounds worth of weight for a car like that, maybe 3,600 pounds, a little heavier, 3,600 pounds. The car moves, it handles, it's very well balanced because the V6 weighs a whole lot less than the V8 up front.
Yes.
So it becomes a car that is really dynamic to drive without, okay, so it's not going to give you the fastest quarter-mile times, but it's a very well-balanced car between how much it weighs, how much power it supplies, and the rest of the luxury that would go with something like a Panamera.
I have a business associate who's in Detroit and who's owned a lot of other German brands. And, you know, I showed him the vehicle, and he was so impressed with the roominess of the vehicle. You know, truly, if you're over 6 feet tall, there's no problem getting in the back seat of the Panamera.
Not that I have that problem either.
But, me either.
but, yes, we've had plenty of folks say there's no way that they'll fit in the back, even up to 6'4", 6'5". Open the door, sit right in. They're amazed at how much room there is back there. And quite frankly, it's a four-door sedan that could be used. It's not compromised by design.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually the other way around. It's the form follows function.
Excellent. Well, Dave, thank you for joining us along with the wonderful music here in the background at the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance 2011. We'll get you back on the show real soon and kind of run through the entire Porsche portfolio, maybe mix in a few telephone calls. That would be really cool.
That would be wonderful. I'd love that.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, sir.
We'll take a pit stop, and then more of our coverage of Pebble Beach is coming your way.
This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
I'm Bob Long. Today on The Long Drive, what car company has the best stereo system? Presented by Hagerty.
Hagerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, my 64 GTO is covered through a regular use auto insurer. Give me one good reason to switch to Hagerty.
Okay, we can save you up to 40% a year on premiums. Our coverage is possibly the best in the business. Yeah, we have an in-house claims department. Oh, and we always let you pick the restoration shop.
Okay, I asked for one reason, that's like four.
Sorry, we get a little excited.
You're just piling it on, aren't you?
Yeah.
Hagerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit us at Hagerty.com.
The Long Drive.
So which car company offers the best stereo system? Well, according to Edmunds.com, it's Acura's ELS system. Here's the inventor, Grammy-winning engineer, Elliot Shiner.
To have Edmunds say that your sound system is better than all of the competitors, that was huge for me. And we came up against some pretty tough competition. That said a lot.
For TheLongDrive.com, I'm Bob Long.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas.
How does it feel to be one of the beautiful people?
Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
From the TrueCar.com studios here at Pebble Beach, I'm Bob Long. This is Auto World alongside Matt Stone. He's an author. He's a Speed TV commentator. He's an automotive journalist extraordinaire. And he's one of my favorite guys in all of the automotive world. Hey there, Matt. How you doing?
Doing fine, Bob. How about your own self?
I'm doing fine, hanging in there. This is an exhausting series of days, but nevertheless, What a beautiful sight it is, as usual, here at Pebble.
You know, a lovely woman just brought me a glass of champagne, so I'm good.
You're ready to settle down for an hour-long conversation here. You got your champagne. You're overlooking...
I'll kill that glass long before an hour, Bob. Not a problem.
You've been out there judging, and I noticed you got your 15-year badge on. So how long you've been doing it? 15?
A year ago. Last year was 15. So this is number 16 as a judge for me.
Wow. Tell our listeners around North America about the particular category that you've been judging.
Let's see. This being 2011, my category today was Class 01, which I realize is completely meaningless to anybody out there without a program. That's Post-War European Sport Open, which includes some Aston Martins and an Allard and a Ciata, a couple of Lancias, and some pretty cool sporty stuff.
And of the crowd, so to speak, I know they haven't given the awards out yet, but I'm sure all these cars were exquisite, but any surprises among the bunch?
No, I'm not sure I would say surprises, other than the fact what continues to impress and surprise me, Bob, is people say, don't the same cars keep coming to Pebble Beach every year? And the answer is no. The field is new every year. Occasionally, they will invite somebody back if their car fits into a particular class or a particular dedication or anniversary they're doing. But generally, no, the field is new every year. And it's like, where do they find all this stuff at this caliber every year to refill the tank from scratch with a whole new field here at Pebble Beach? And that's one of the things that makes this show so very special.
Absolutely. And another thing that makes it special is in finding that field, they're reaching out not only across North America, but around the world. There are a number of folks who have flown their vehicles here from all four corners of the globe.
Absolutely, Bob. There are people who plan the car they will show here 2 and 3 and 4 years in advance or more. They will seek out a car and then begin its restoration and say, okay, well, we know they're going to have a special class for Voisin in 2015.
Yeah.
I don't know that they are. I'm just using that as an example. So they will buy their Voisin, and they'll have it in restoration for a couple of years and ready for a certain show coming up somewhere down the line. So a lot of these whales, as car collectors, they know what their car is 2-3 years ahead in advance, what they're going to bring here or what they're going to submit for the selection committee's consideration. That, folks, when you're doing that years in advance at this level, is big game car collecting.
Absolutely. Just the detailing. We were chatting a little bit earlier with one of the country's finest detailers, Tim McNear, who makes a living just basically doing Concours preparations. And folks spend just an amazing amount of money in the restoration and even the detailing for a show like this.
It's incalculable, Bob. I imagine if these owners ever added it all up, they'd shudder.
Mm-hmm.
What they spend to do this, of course, to buy a really great car and restore it or preserve it to this level. And I mean the very high level, highest levels of authentic restoration quality here. Then they got to transport it from who knows where and be here themselves to do it. And it's not an inexpensive weekend. So you come here with your family or your significant other or whoever, and you're spending a week here in not necessarily modestly priced hotel, by any stretch. Especially here, if you're staying here in Pebble Beach or at the Lodge or Spanish Bay, whatever, it's very expensive. You got to have your car gardeners here with you, the guys who fettle the things and move them around, and those detailing crews, and maybe somebody from the restoration shop, maybe it's a mechanic, whatever, to keep the thing moving if necessary. It is an expensive proposition. And thank goodness for all the people who can afford it and do, in fact, play at this level of the game. Because that's what brings these great cars out of the woodwork and here onto the lawn at the 18th hole of Pebble Beach, one of the great spots in all the world for a car show. We have a fabulous ocean view from where we're sitting. As you said, here with True Car, and a view of the lodge just over our shoulder, and lots of beautiful people and cypress trees and multi-gazillion dollar houses and champagne and beautiful folks and great, great cars.
And it's amazing, too, to see that you mentioned the word whales. We've seen a lot of folks hurt recently by the ups and downs of the stock market. And as an interesting sidebar of that, it seems to be a growing trend within the hobby to have people getting into the collector car world, taking their assets out of the stock market or the pitiful interest rates that are available in banks today for investments. So we're seeing kind of something that we saw in the late 80s, people who are putting their money into hard assets like collectible cars.
Well, I was speaking recently, Bob, with David Gooding, mm-hmm. who, as you mentioned his name a little bit ago, one of the premier classic car auction houses in the world, no doubt. And I was asking David much that question. I said, you know, what about this whole cars as investments thing? Mm-hmm. He said, well, it's not something we recommend or counsel people, but a whole lot of people have done very well with that. And if you make really shrewd moves and have some luck, right car, right time, right place, you don't always make money on a car when you sell it. You make the money on it when you buy it.
Mm-hmm.
Buying a great car for a really right price or a car that you can make better and find some upside potential, a lot of people make a very good living with that. And you're right, as opposed to your 201K, your investment account that's tied to stock values and bond funds and stuff like that, which can be doing really great one day and fall through the floor the next, as we've seen. And let's face it, those things aren't fun.
Mm-hmm.
You can't take them out and take them on the 17-mile drive here in Monterey, or a great car show, or to a burger joint. Can't do it.
It can't be done. Absolutely not. Well, Matt, we really want to thank you for your time. Enjoy the rest of your champagne and the rest of your time here at Pebble Beach, and we'll get you back for a full hour of our broadcast really soon.
And for all of you out there who have never been here, just put this on your bucket list. You've got to come see Pebble Beach sometime. Don't let the upper crust attitude worry you a bit. On any given day, the world's greatest cars in a one-day event are right here at Pebble Beach. And you got to make it to your bucket list and come see this at least once. This is my 30th year here, and I hope to go for another couple dozen.
Sounds good to me, and I hope to be right alongside you.
Let's do it, buddy.
He's Matt Stone. Check out his website, mattstonecars.com. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you. Attention homeowners, are you struggling with your mortgage? Is your home worth less than you owe? Are you heading towards foreclosure? Mortgage Mentors USA is ready to help. Call 888-344-3951 for a free consultation with a specialist who works directly with lenders to fit your needs. We may be able to cut your mortgage payment in half and help to reduce your interest payment to as low as 1%. Call Mortgage Mentors USA at 888-344-3951. That's 888-344-3951.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Hi, this this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I filed from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Himbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Driving down the automotive information superhighway. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We're here at the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance. It's the 61st annual here at this wonderful site, the 18th fairway of the Pebble Beach Golf Links. We're broadcasting today from the TrueCar.com studios. My name is Bob Long, joined by Jesse Toprak from TrueCar. Jesse, how you doing?
Very good, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing fine. You and I had a great conversation in New York, and I'm always amazed with your knowledge of the industry. I know you do this kind of nonstop gathering information. Tell our listeners a little bit about your role at TrueCar.com.
Wow. Where do I start? So mostly it has to do with looking at the mountains of data that we collect and telling this story behind the data. We collect data from various sources, including dealership data, finance data, insurance data, and we now have over half of all transactions that happen in the United States within a matter of a day or two after we buy a car. We can actually see that in our extensive database, and with that and other data points that we now have, including demographic data that shows buyer behavior, who buys what and why they buy what they buy, combining buyer behavior with actual transaction data and connecting the dots is really what we're currently working on. So my role is to look at data and see what the emerging trends are and talk to media about what we see happening in the marketplace, spread the word about TrueCar, and try to make sense out of a lot of the noise in the data that becomes rather difficult to see what's happening in the industry. You have to go beyond the layers of the data that is collected, that includes sales data, that includes demographic data. So it's basically every day looking at spreadsheets, which is not necessarily the most fun part of the job, but trying to see what's happening in the industry and also forecasting what might be happening in the future.
Let's talk about some of the emerging trends that you've seen in recent months. Certainly, the price of gas has been quite high, and I would imagine that has affected the automotive marketplace, along with, you know, a few months back, the tragedy in Japan, the tsunami, and the aftereffects of that, plus the general downturn in the economy. So there are lots of things in play here.
Right. So this was an unusual year, yet another unusual year for the automotive industry. We started out the year actually pretty robust. In fact, the January and February sales rates exceeded our expectations. We went over 13 million SAR. And then March, the quick hit, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And that, we thought that was going to be a big, big speed bump on the way to recovery for the automotive industry. And it turned out to be indeed a major, major speed bump. And what ended up happening is that I think the quake, when everything was said and done this year, probably cost the industry about 150 to 200,000 units in sales this year. That's just a direct impact of the quake. But what also happened is that the whole lack of inventory created a chain event in the automotive industry, where just the hysteria created by the assumption that people won't be able to find what they're looking for in the lot, enabled dealerships to mark up cars that mm-hmm. they probably shouldn't have marked up as much, and, you know, maybe taking some advantage of the situation. But also, dealerships didn't know either. They didn't know if they were going to be able to get inventory or when they're going to be able to get inventory. So a lot of these price fluctuations were partly real lack of inventory, but mostly perception of lack of inventory. So we dealt with that over spring and summer. We've seen great price fluctuations for most gas-efficient cars that are made in Japan. The vehicles that were most affected were the ones that are made solely in Japan, sold in the U.S. market, like the Prius. Mm-hmm. Prius was actually the best example of a vehicle that had the biggest jump in prices.
Right.
Right before tsunamis, it was selling around invoice. Mm-hmm. And after tsunamis, it went over MSRP. So we've seen in some markets about a $4,000 swing for the Prius in a matter of a month. And then we dealt with high gas prices for a while. And that considerably changed what people looked at and bought. We've seen consumers reacting the usual way, as we've seen in the past. When the gas prices are high, they go buy the gas-efficient cars. And when it goes down, they go back to buying large cars. What is interesting now, though, looking at the pattern of sales last several years, every time gas prices come back down, the sale of the more gas-efficient vehicles, small cars, they go down, but they don't go down as much.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like if you can envision a stock ticker going
right.
to the right,
sure.
and there's ups and downs. It goes down sometimes, but every time it goes down, the down point is higher than the last down point, the lowest point. So the meaning behind it is that compact car share is increasing over time steadily, even though there are a part of the market share for those vehicles that is reactive to gas prices. Given the choice, consumers still like their larger vehicles, but I think the availability of smaller cars and the fact that they're now actually considered cool
mm-hmm.
Are making them more or less stable. You know, you have vehicles like the Fiat 500, you have the Fiestas coming to the marketplace, and actually people who could buy, who could afford a larger vehicle, mm-hmm. are preferring to buy these cars because they think they're cute. They think they're stylish.
Yep. They're hip, and for the first time, too, in American history anyway, you can get a lot of the luxury features on the smaller vehicles that used to be only in larger or luxury vehicles, leather upholstery, power seats, navigation systems, lots of cool stuff in small vehicles. So that's a trend we're seeing as well.
Yes, that's actually one of the other big trends we've seen so far this year. Last several months, actually 3 months in a row, we've seen the highest average transaction prices in the U.S. new vehicle history, industry history. And that, when you think about it, it seems a bit counterintuitive, right? There's a lot of uncertainty. Marketplace, stock market is up and down.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of uncertainty in the political environment. And yet, we're seeing average transaction prices highest ever. That there seems to be a disconnect. And when you drill down and try to figure out why this happened, you see sort of what you're talking about, where consumers who downgraded from a larger vehicle like the amenities that they're used to in their large car in a smaller package. In other words, they're okay with getting a smaller, perhaps a little bit cheaper car, but they don't want to give up the amenities that they're used to in their larger car. Mm-hmm. So they get the Navi, they get the leather, they get everything else that they're used to, but get in a smaller package. So what they do, what this does to marketplace is that the prices that's paid for smaller vehicles actually go up dramatically. So consumers, instead of buying a $15,000 small car, they buy a $24,000 small car. And some of the other factors in the industry, which is very low interest rates, near non-existent cost of funds for a lot of the lenders, and extremely positive environment for leasing, are also enabling consumers to buy more car. Hence, the end result ends up being a higher transaction price for most of the vehicles. Another part of the reason for higher transaction prices clearly has been the lack of inventory, as dealerships didn't have to discount their cars as much. Their transaction prices went up. When you look at the volume out there, the volume is down. But if you look at the profitability of dealerships per unit, that's up because they're able to better optimize their profit. Manufacturer incentives are down compared to last year. We're down significantly. And the chances are we're going to probably go up in the rest of the year, but it's not going to be that drunken sailor type of spending, you know, put $3,000, $5,000 every car. Manufacturers have become much better in optimizing how they spend their incentive dollars. They now have, most manufacturers now have, a whole team of people whose only job is to figure out how much is spent on each model, down to trim level, not even model, different engine types sometimes, convertible coupe body types.
Right.
In what region, how much is spent, how long to have the program, what type of incentives.
Interesting.
Should you put a cash incentive or a finance incentive, or put a lease incentive, or you pay the dealer to figure out what to do, you give them the cash. So if you put all these combinations of different ways of offering incentives together, that is literally thousands of different combinations.
Staring out of his window.
So, honey, all ready to go new car shopping?
Dad?
I have a list of 15 car dealers we're going
to
hit.
Dad, we don't have to go all over town. I went to TrueCar.com.
TrueCar.com?
I just put in the new car I wanted to buy, and TrueCar.com showed me what other people paid for the same car. And then they found me an even better price.
But once we're at the dealer, I take over, and I am a master at squeezing out a great price.
Dad, TrueCar.com got me the great price. See, I printed out this TrueCar.com price protection certificate, I give it to the TrueCar.com certified dealer, and I get my car. I'll save $3,800.
Wow. Well, I'm very proud you found out about TrueCar.com. It's just that, well, you really don't need me anymore.
I think there was a spider in my room.
I'm going to go kill it right now.
Thank you, Daddy.
Boy, that is one big spider.
TrueCar.com shows you what others paid for the exact same car. Then they find you a better price. And the best part is you get a TrueCar.com price protection certificate. Take it to the TrueCar.com certified dealer and pick up your new car. That's TrueCar.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market has proven that's more like a casino than an investment. And if you've had enough and want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered a way to safely grow your money, cut taxes dramatically, get potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Just call 1-800-675-1640. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. On the web, go to safemoneybook.com or just call 1-800-675-1640. Again, that's 800-675-1640.
Hi, MZ from InfoWars team here. Are you tired of being a wage slave working for others who pay you peanuts and have little or no loyalty to you? There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Alex Jones's InfoWars team is different. We promote quality health, energy, and skincare products using brilliant personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and lifestyle. You can work this low-cost business as much or as little as you like. You define the reward level. Whether you seek a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Best of all, this is a business that you can do spending time doing what you like to do. It's an asset that is yours to sell or pass on to your heirs. Try doing that as a wage slave. Want to find out more? Shoot me an email with InfoWars team in the subject line and tell me a little about yourself. MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Giving your radio a broadcast tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Jesse Toprak is with us from TrueCar.com. We're talking about emerging trends and some of the cool things that are going on behind the scenes in the automotive world. And Jesse, a couple of things just to follow up on some of the points that you were making. I've always said, and I know designers have said the same thing, you know, it costs the same to make a pretty car as it does to make an ugly car. And we've seen a brand like Hyundai come in with vehicles like the Sonata that are extremely very well designed. They're very good looking cars. They look more expensive than they actually price out at. And this is something that's really important, and the emotional part of the car buying decision is very much swayed by styling.
It is, you know, and again, going back to the dealership days, every morning we say, well, sales meeting, and the sales managers will go to salespeople and say, they will tell them, sell the sizzle, not the steak. You're selling the excitement of the car. You're selling the smell. You're selling the vision of you sitting in the car taking trips. And that emotional part of owning a car, buying a car, has been a tricky proposition for dealerships. When people are uncertain about their jobs, their homes, their retirement, they're less likely to worry about that sizzle. They're more practical now.
Mm-hmm.
And the hope is that as we have more stability in the economy, we will have the want to buy a car buyers coming back in showrooms on top of the need to buy a car buyers. Because right now, that's all we're getting. I mean, if you look at it, really, who's buying a car? It's people who have to get a car.
Yeah.
Their lease is up, or their car's breaking down. You know, somebody's going to college. There's some sort of need that propels you to go buy a car now. There is some people who can still buy a car and just like buy a car, but that's a very small percentage of the buyers now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the way we were selling 16, 17 million cars a year, was because of about 4 or 5 million people who really didn't need a car kept buying cars. Again, 10 plus years ago in the dealership days, I used to have customers come in every 6 to 9 months just trading in and getting something else because it was so easy to get credit. It was the leasing was crazy. Everything was just so abundant that you had no reason not to buy something.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's not the case. So I think that that was probably a little too relaxed at 17 million and unrealistic, and it was inflated by easy credit and too much money, probably, that's spent on cars. Right now, we're at the other end. But now we're paranoid. Now, the lenders won't lend to you even if you can pay them back. They want more from you. There's got to be fine balance struck here at some point. And with that in mind, we think that the normal, in quotation marks, rate of sales in the U.S. Mm-hmm. with regular growth, regular GDP, regular unemployment, you know, stable market, stock market, is about 14.5 million units. This year, we're lucky if we sell about 12.7. Last year, we sold about 11.8. So to get to the 14.5 is still another 2 years, at least. And that's going to be an uphill battle that's going to be full of uncertainties. And what is probably different now, at least trying to see the glass half full a little bit for the industry,
mm-hmm.
a lot of these manufacturers are now actually able to make money with selling rates of 12 million or less, whereas this would have been disastrous
just a few years ago.
It really is remarkable. So if we go back to 14 million or plus, it's going to be gravy. You know, when you look at the profits for domestics, even who have suffered so much in the last several years, they were able to post some record profits these last couple of quarters. It's going to be a little tougher going the last half of this year, but that shows that whatever we do in the future in the next couple of years is going to further improve their bottom line. So we have some good things to look forward to in terms of just, you know, forget about the money industry, all that number side, just from the car people that are passionate about cars. This is actually good news, because what does that mean? If automakers are making more money, where's that money going to go? Well, some of it's going to go back to shareholders and the government, all that stuff. But a part of it, a good part of it, is going to go to developing new cars, R&D.
Mm-hmm.
And that means even better products for consumers. That means even more exciting things to look forward to, more sizzle for us to look forward to.
Let's talk about some of the hot brands and some of the not-so-hot brands. Which brands are doing particularly well these days, and which brands could see some improvement?
I think the rising star for the last 2-3 years have been the Hyundai and Kia brands.
Mm-hmm.
They were not only at the right place at the right time, they also knew exactly what consumers wanted to have. Consumers wanted to have a lot of car for their money. They wanted value. Value is a key word that propelled Hyundai and Kia sales for the last 3 years. They went against the grain, against the trend, where everybody else was suffering with the red lines and negative lines year over year. Hyundai and Kia, they both have been able to grow double digits for the last 3 years. Phenomenal growth, and they are not going to stop. Some of the vehicles that they've introduced this year, the new Sonata, Elantra, are some of the best vehicles I've personally seen in those segments.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the best value propositions for consumers. They were able to get the formula right. You give people what they want, you give them a lot of car for their money, and offer them in an attractive package that they'll be proud to drive around the city. And that's exactly what's been going on. So Hyundai, Kia, clear winners. We have the domestics that have come a long way from the brink of bankruptcy.
Very good. One of the things that I love to touch on whenever I get the chance to speak to you is the fact that, you know, a lot of people don't realize the fact that the day of the month that you purchase a car can really make a big difference. Tell us more about that, Jesse.
Every month we look at the next 30 days to see what day of the month is going to probably give you the average highest discount. Now, clearly, you can walk to a dealership any day of the month, and if you know what you're doing, you're prepared with the pricing report from TrueCar.com, and you did a little bit of homework, you can probably get a similar deal any day. What we're trying to predict is that, on average, if you look at the entire car industry, what is going to be the day that's going to give you the highest, biggest discount?
Mm-hmm.
And this month, it turns out to be, I believe, August 27th, which is the last Saturday of the month. Last Saturday of the month is very common in terms of the best day to buy. And I guess in this case, some of this old theories about when to buy a car appears to be accurate, because we've been doing this projection for about last 2 years now. And we go back and check it. We don't just predict and sort of let it go. We go back and see if actually we were right or wrong. In terms of guessing the best day to buy, it's been pretty accurate. And, you know, it's not that hard to guess, to be honest, because last Saturday of the month, people are shopping. That's usually the highest volume of the week. And then a lot of consumers do know that most dealerships get paid on volume incentives.
Right.
And the last couple of days of the month, they may be desperate to sell that
scramble.
Cars. Yeah, because, you know, as we know in the wellness, some of us know in the automotive industry, a lot of the incentives paid to dealerships now are based on volume incentive scale. So it will be like, okay, if you sell 20 Toyota Camrys this month, Toyota will give you another $500 retro to first unit. I'm not saying this is what's going on this month, but this is an example. So if you sold 17 and they have 2 days ago, you're going to be really motivated as a dealer and salespeople to sell that last three. You might be discounting it a whole lot more than you have the first 17. So there is some truth to that, and I think that the thing to keep in mind from the consumer's perspective is to not get stuck on these generalizations too much. This is almost like a fun fact. You know, if you go to the dealership in what we think is going to be the worst day to buy, you get a great deal. That's completely possible.
Yeah.
We're just simply measuring averages just to give some idea about tendencies in the marketplace.
Remind all of our listeners around the country about the exact destination on the Internet that everybody should check out and about the monthly report.
TrueCar.com is the destination, and we are a hassle-free car buying and pricing company. And the appeal of the site is not only you get a free pricing report, which basically tells you what everybody else is paying for the car you want to buy in your region. You also are offered with no hassle, one price, upfront price, offers from dealerships that are in your area that are willing to give you this car, they're willing to sell this car at a fixed price with no negotiations. We believe in the truth and transparency in car buying. That's our motto. We're trying to create an intelligent marketplace for both consumers and dealers and manufacturers where information is transparent, where everybody has the same level of access to data, and the truth prevails at the end of the day. And that's our motto in terms of being able to empower consumers with the market data, also enable them to buy a car with no haggle, no let me talk to my manager games, no stress, just cutting through the clutter to get to why you really are at the dealership, which is that excitement of buying a new car.
Couldn't agree with you more. Jesse, thank you so much for sharing the microphone with us here at the TrueCar.com studios at Pebble Beach. Thanks, my friend.
It's my pleasure, bud.
We'll take a pit stop and then more around the bend.
It's the highway. That's the best. Get your kick on Route 66.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.